on a podcast, which sounds a lot like it's called Double Tap. I heard one of the hosts, Sean, mention the fact that he makes a recording of applications that might not be accessible. Now, there is a way to do this on Android. I don't have an Android device handy to show this to you, but I want to show you on the iPhone how you can record your iPhone screen and get your voice in there so you can talk to developers directly and let them see what you're encountering on their iPhone. Two caveats. Number one, I am using an iPhone 12, which means I don't have a home button. So figure it out. If you don't know how to navigate your phone, consider should you be sending feedback to app developers. And number two, I am on iOS 17. So you may hear things that don't sound exactly the same. The process and procedures, though, are exactly this. Now, the problem to be solved today is we want to let app developers hear what a voiceover user would hear if they were to use their iPhone. The gotcha with voiceover and app developers is some app developers don't know how to use voiceover, so they're not going to go try to use it, and having a recording might help them. Feel free to share this with anyone else you think might be interested. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to add the screen recording feature to the control center. I'll show you how to access the control center, and then we'll also show you how to do a recording because there is one step you got to take if you want to include your voice. So we'll start by tapping
Settings,
and we'll go in there.
Settings.
By default, the screen recording functionality is not in your control center. So in settings, we want to locate
Control Center button.
It's directly below the general option.
Swipe down from the top right edge to open Control Center.
That's how you can open Control Center. I don't get that to consistently work. How I actually do it is touch the status bar and then flick up on my screen with three fingers. So this screen's going to show you a list of the controls that are in your Control Center at the top. But if we use three fingers and flick up,
rows 8 to 26 of 28.
You can hear that we've went to the next group of elements we can add.
Insert screen recording.
So I located screen recording and there's a button next to it that says insert screen recording. If we double tap this,
insert quick note.
It then changes to insert quick note, which I don't want to insert right now. I can use three fingers to flick down. And VoiceOver didn't give me any feedback when I flicked down. But what we're going to do is touch towards the middle, towards the bottom middle of the screen.
Remove ping my watch.
And that's a feature I think that's only for iOS 17, ping my watch. But if we flick to the right now.
Reorder, remove ping my, remove screen recording.
There's remove screen recording. Well, what you want to do is find the screen recording and that tells you that it's there. Now, if I flick to the right.
Reorder, remove screen recording, button, draggable. Double tap and hold, wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
And I want to do just that because I want this to be towards the top of my opportunity. So I'm going to double tap. Hold and then slide my finger up and listen to the feedback that VoiceOver gives me.
Move above flashlight.
And then I'll lift my finger up.
Included controls, heading.
Note that when I double tap and held, I did feel a gentle vibration or haptic, and that's when I knew I could just slide my finger up the screen vertically. So now let's go to the home screen.
Settings.
And if I touch in the top right corner, slide my finger down.
IDK, 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, status RI, control center, airplane mode, switch button, off. Double tap and hold to show more controls, double tap to toggle setting.
That seems like it actually worked. If you can't get that to work though, three finger flick up from the status bar once you put focus there. Now, about halfway up the screen on the left side.
Screen recording button.
I found screen recording button. And you may not have that there. So find the controls about halfway on the screen and flick through them until you find screen recording. And then you can go reorganize that in your control center in settings if you're interested. Now, here's the important part. I'm going to flick down. Don't double tap, but flick down.
Open controls.
And there's an option to open controls. If I double tap now.
Selected photos button.
It brings me to probably not one of my favorite iOS UI interfaces. But if I touch at the bottom of the screen, about the middle of the screen.
Microphone off button.
I find microphone off button. If I double tap that.
Microphone on.
And then I flick to the left.
Start recording button.
When I double tap.
3. Stop record 2. 1.
VoiceOver gave you a countdown that it interrupted itself with, and now it is recording, so I'm going to go and use my home swipe button. Full action.
Selected. Screen recording button.
I had to do it twice because the first time actually brought me back to Control Center, and now I can hear.
Dock. Safari. Messages. 163 unread messages.
I should read those one of these days. Anyways, now I'm going to go ahead and stop screen recording by touching the left side of the status bar, and you'll hear.
Screen recording in progress. 12:09 p.m. button.
So that's how you know that screen recording is in progress. If I double tap.
Swipe. Alert. Screen recording.
This brings me to an alert that I can flick through.
Stop screen recording. Cancel. But stop button.
And I'll double tap on stop.
12:09 p.m. status bar item.
Now it's only the time in the top left corner. And if I find.
Photos.
I can double tap on that. I typically then locate the.
Albums tab. 3 of 4.
And I'll double tap on that. And then find.
Recents. 1,340 photos. A black background with. Recents. See all. But. Recents. 1,340 photos. A black background with nothing on it.
So I'll double tap on that.
Video. Time. 12:09 p.m.
I can double tap on that.
Recents. Back button.
And then you're in a standard video watch screen.
Video. Play video. Button.
You can locate the play video button.
Play video.
VoiceOver gave you a video. Countdown that a screenshot of a computer app. And now it is recording, so I'm going to go and use my home swipe button. Full action.
Selected. Screen recording.
Button. I'm going to two-finger double tap.
And then
you can locate the toolbar at the bottom of the screen. You may need to double tap if all it says is video. The share button is located in the bottom left-hand corner. You can then copy that to your clipboard, paste it into an email, or share it as a email directly with the developer. Hopefully you got a little value out of today's audio. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on Mastodon, payown, payown, at unmute.community.